Welcome back to Beyond Talk Podcast, guys. This is your girl, Brittany. I hope that you guys had a wonderful week. I told you guys I was going to get consistent. I was going to post every week, every Monday, no later than 9 a.m. I hope that you guys had a beautiful weekend. You were able to get rest this weekend, spend time with your families, grinded, made some money, and continue to start your new year off right. We're still in January. It is MLK Day today. Oh, man, it's a lot of things going on in January, as well as today being 3 years that marked, January 18th marks 3 years that my brother has been gone today. And it's just a day that I like to reflect and really think, because, you know, throughout your work day or when you're, you know, just going about life, you just try not to feel things because it's just, you feel like it's not the time nor the place. Well, I'm not a person to really cry. It's really hard for me to cry. I have to make myself. I can't even make myself cry, to be honest with you. Like, people, you know, may think that I'm made of steel sometimes, but it's not the case. I cry. I do. It just doesn't necessarily take tears to do that, but it's very hard for me to cry. And I'm not trying to be a drama queen or make myself cry or make a big, huge deal out of something, but this is a huge deal. It's a huge deal. My brother, DJ, David Wayne Carter Jr., he passed away January 18, 2018 from cancer. He was 29 years old. And, you know, it's been difficult to get to the point where it's actually, you know, true, where you know that you won't ever, you know, earthly speak to him, or, you know, you won't ever pick up the phone and call him. And those are the things that I struggle with to this day. Those are the things that I think about. Those are the things that I miss. You know, we had a very, very close relationship. And we didn't always get along, I tell you that. But when we had good times, we had great laughs. We had great times to bond. Like, we bonded. We were inseparable. Even though we got into it so much, but it was just that regular sibling bicker, you know. But at the end of the day, we loved on each other, and we loved each other, and we made sure we told each other that we loved each other. And he made sure he told me of what he thought of me and what he expect of me, you know, because he saw the light in me as well as I saw the light in him. And he was capable of such great things, which he did great things. And, you know, I love that he had a son, Arion Carter, before he passed away. And that is the biggest blessing, you know. So, like I said, I take this day to make sure I talk about it rather than not talk about it, just, you know, shove it in so I can get through a work day without getting emotional or anything like that. But you gotta take that time, y'all. And it's not that you have to bottle it up on a regular day. That's not necessarily a healthy thing. But I always try to find that day to, or that moment. You gotta give yourself your moments. You have to give yourself your moments to grieve. You have to give yourself the moments to acknowledge the reality, or, you know, the facts that this is not going to happen any longer, or, you know, they're gone and you miss them and you love them and things like that. So, and that's exactly what I'm doing today, as well as posting my podcast. Like, I made a commitment to do this every Monday, and it's not a struggle nor it's a job, but it's a hobby and I love to do it. I love to do my podcast. I really do. But yeah, I wanted to make sure that I acknowledged him as well on my platform. Because he's a part of this, you know, he's a part of this. He's a part of what I do, especially when it comes to music, when it comes to my topics, when it comes to talking, when it comes to speaking out, when it comes to my strength and things like that. He's a big part of that. So I love you, DJ, and my one and only big brother, I do have a younger brother, Malcolm. I can't wait to see him soon, hopefully soon. But I miss you. I love you. Wish I could hug you. Please save a space for me in heaven, and I will see you again. May not be earthly, may not be here in the flesh, but in spirit, I know that I will see you again, and I love you. We all love and miss you. All right, so I was gonna support two black-owned businesses like I did on the last segment, but today I wanted to go ahead and record, and I didn't do the research for the black-owned businesses that I wanted to shout out today. I want to make sure that I have facts and everything before I shout people out. I want it to be right. I don't want to just put something out there and, you know, not really get the information. I want to advertise right, even though I don't get paid. I'm sorry, get paid for it, but I wanted to make sure that it's right. So, what do you guys have planned for MLK Day? What are you guys doing? Are you guys just making posts, reading up on MLK or Martin Luther King? Sorry. Are we, you know, what are we doing? We taking the day off? Are any businesses closing for, you know, to acknowledge this day? anybody? I have to work today. I'm actually doing the recording, doing the edit real quick, and then I'm going to post it, and then I'm getting dressed and I'm headed to work. So I was not able to take the day off. Would have been nice, but I normally do take the day off because that today is the day that, you know, my brother passed away. But I wasn't able to take the day off due to some complications at work. But it's okay. God got me. I stay prayed up. And I also have my family and my friends who keep me in their prayers. But anyways, moving on, I wanted to do shout outs today. I like to do my research and things like that. So I'm definitely gonna do some shout outs next week. I always tell people, you know, support your black owned businesses, especially friends and family that's close to you that you know are starting. And I made a post this morning. I made this post because I was having a conversation with a loved one yesterday, and we were talking about, you know, her business that she just started and things like that. And she said that, you know, the reactions that she's afraid of and the reactions that she's already gotten, that's already, you know, kind of made her uneasy about, you know, her making her business public. And it's a crying shame, you know what I'm saying, to be scared to put your hustle out there, your black owned business out there in the midst, because you're scared of the backlash when you didn't even do anything to get backlash. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? It's like, if you don't want to support, don't support. Don't, you know, you don't have to like or follow or anything like that. There's plenty of people who don't even know you from a can of paint that will do more for you than the people who've known you all your life. And I told her, I have to, you know, you have to encourage your brothers and your sisters. You have to get your business out there. You have to. Okay, this is your dream. You know, it's not going to fail unless you let it fail. And the way that you let it fail is by having fear to not take that risk, you know, and the worst that can happen is just people won't support. But there's going to be a lot more people that don't even know you that will support. So just, you know, hang your hat on that. And the post that I put this morning is that people will be surprised or shocked if you exceed, you know what I'm saying? If you succeed in the ideas or the business that you're trying to grow, people will be shocked because they only thought that you would do as good as they thought of you in the first place. So if they think that you're just okay, then they're expecting you to do okay. They're not expecting you to get off the ground and really pick things up and grow. They're expecting you to do small things, not big things. You see what I'm saying? These are things that you have to have in your mind already. Because whenever it comes to starting a business, when it comes to starting a podcast, when it comes to doing something that you really want to do and you're excited about it and you're moving forward, not everybody's going to go with you, and not everybody's going to let go of your coattail to let you move forward. But you just have to do it. And I encourage anybody who has any type of fear of getting out there and doing what you love to do and doing what you want to do, I encourage you guys to just step out on it and do it. Forget what anybody else says. You got a huge audience out here to play with. is get a huge audience. Let the haters hate. Let them see you grow. Let them see you do your thing. But you could be your worst enemy. So don't hold yourself back, because you also have to exceed what you think of yourself. So if you think that you're only capable of small things, you're only going to do small things. But if you know that you're capable of conquering the freaking world with your business, then that's exactly what you're going to do. Now, to that sister, I encourage you to conquer the world with your business and many more to come. And I am one of your biggest supporters. So let's do this. Okay. So that's how I'm going to do my black owned business shout outs today, is just to encourage everybody to put your feet to the pavement and do what you have to do. Do some research on business, black owned business owners who made it. Talk to your brothers and sisters who started something and really partner with them and pick their brains. I mean, and we have to start somewhere. So yes, I encourage you all to do that. You support by buying some product or just sharing it online. It takes just a second and it's totally free to do that. So there's plenty of ways to support a black owned business. Sharing, reviewing, and make sure that you follow, subscribe, and repeat. You have to do these things so you know you can invest that good energy so that you can get that good energy back, right? So that's all I'm going to say about that. So today I wanted to talk about so many different things. And, you know, normally I always set a topic and then I break it down and I talk about it. And I'm so excited to be doing this again because I want to get my audience fully back, get y'all's attention fully back, and give you guys something to look forward to like I used to. And I do thank you all for the feedback that you've given me on my podcast. I've had a lot of people write in and tell me how great it was and how they missed it and how they're glad that I'm back, especially the people who were encouraging me, who were mentors to me and telling me, hey, you know, this and that. And I'm glad that I got back up and I'm doing it again. So I love you guys and I appreciate it. I really do. Today I wanted to talk about, besides the whole, you know, don't let people set a standard for you, but I wanted to talk about taking life for granted. And it's not just to preach. It's not because it's a sad day, remembering, you know, the death of my brother from cancer or anything like that. It's really just something that I've realized this past year and things that I've learned, especially this past year. I mean, it's still January, so technically we're still saying Happy New Year's, right? So one thing that I do, I have started ever since my brother had passed away, is I do not take life for granted. I have my days, but I have to remind myself that tomorrow's not promised. And I have to remind myself that there is too much life in me for me to start to, for me to want to give up, or for me to let something just slide, or for me to just be okay or regular or just normal. I'm not normal. I am very different. I am a light, and I do not want to take life for granted. I don't. Ever since my brother passed away, I'm telling you, there's been a flare in me that just, I refuse to give up. And I refuse to let people hold me back. I don't care if it's family. I don't care if it's friends, of course, but I definitely don't care if it's family. You know, everybody will have their opinion of you or what they expect you to be or what they expect of you. If people don't trust that you went through life and you've learned what you needed to learn, and they expect you to be the same old person, then that's their fault. If they don't want to be on the journey of growth with you to see how far you've come, to appreciate where you are now, instead of reminding you of where you used to be, you know, they remind you of where you used to be, that's bull crap, first of all, and that's their loss. So you have to learn how to just keep moving forward. And it's not, you know, when people write people off, you know, like let's say, for example, you have that teenager who comes out of the closet, right? And they tell their family that they're lesbian or that they're gay or whatever. And the family decides to discard them. Now, this is something that will, of course, hurt the teenager. You'll be distraught. You'll be hurt that people would, you know, abandon you and things like that. But that's their loss. They chose to cut off contact. They chose to discard you. You have to choose to move forward and love yourself and love them in spite of, you know what I'm saying? If that's what you choose to do, but you have to love and forgive people. And that's just how it is in any situation.
You have to move forward. And if people get mad and people don't like what you're doing or where you are in your life, and then if you tell people that you're happy and they don't believe you or they don't appreciate that happiness or that change or that growth in you, then that's their loss. You can't live your life trying to prove shit to anybody. You can't do that. Or you're already trying to convince your damn self, you know what I'm saying, that you're worthy of that happiness or that love. You don't have time to prove that shit to nobody. You see what I'm saying? So I really encourage people to live your life, do your thing, and know that you are worth it, so you won't put up with bullshit. So you can recognize the bullshit when it comes in. So you know whenever you're being mistreated and things like that. You know, I went through something very, very toxic in the past, and I've said it on here plenty of times. Went through a whole abusive ass relationship. So it's like, for example, if I was in something that was toxic or abusive or anything like that, I'm pretty sure I can recognize that shit. You know what I'm saying? And I tell you, it's people expect people to treat you with a perfect sense. And it's like, nobody's perfect. You know what I'm saying? That's why you have the people that you go to talk about certain things, because you have your imperfect moments. And then you go and you talk about it. You talk to your accountability partner about it, which should be your friend, or you have your mentors or people that really love you, or people who are where you would like to be in your marriage or in your relationship. So then you take to them and you tell them about things that are going on, and they hold you accountable. You know, there's people in place for that. You got to find somebody that you can be super raw with. You know what I'm saying? But you got to be careful who you tell your tea to. You got to be careful. And let me tell you something. Stop telling your family your business. You know what I'm saying? You might have that favorite cousin, or you might have that. You might be close to your siblings or whatever. Or you might even be close to a parent where y'all so close as like girlfriends. But you cannot tell people your business, because people take things deeper than you, because they don't love them like you love them. They don't love them to the point of unconditional love like you do. So they won't quite understand it. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy how people can have that type of point of view on things, but then whenever something happens in your relationship that's small and somebody make it big, then you feel that you have to, you know, take up or, you know, defend. And there's nothing wrong with defending the person that you love. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like people really take people for granted because of what other people think or things like that. You know, this is a taken for granted type of segment. You don't want to take things for granted because of other people. You want to do what you choose to do and do what your heart tells you and do what's right, as long as it's a healthy thing for you, as long as it makes you happy. You know, what are the plans that you've made? You know what I'm saying? Last year, I had planned to move to Charlotte. And I was so excited about it. That was a part of my dream, to move. You know what I'm saying? But things changed after I couldn't get a job. And then I'll be honest with you, I have an eviction from like a few years ago. And I got the eviction coming out of my abusive relationship. Now, I took that L because I felt that was the only way I could get out of that. So when I took that eviction, I didn't know it was going to bite me in the ass years later. So it did. I was trying to move to Charlotte. It was already hard for me to get a job. And then on top of that, when you have an eviction on your record, you ain't married, you don't have any, you know, roommates or anything, or somebody just coming with you, you can't even get an apartment in your own name. That holds you back. So I had to put that off. But in the midst of me putting that off, because everything happens for a reason. And I always tell people, whenever there's a door that's closed on you, God will prepare another door. And God did prepare another door. And he actually reminded me of other things that I needed to take care of, rather than just trying to take off and move. You know what I'm saying? And at the same time of me preparing financially, emotionally and mentally, he's also preparing me when it comes to my relationship, and prepare me to be hopefully a mother someday and have a family of my own. And that's something that I am looking forward to more than anything, is to have a family. And, you know, and that was kind of the point of my dream to move, because I, you know, I was used to being, you know, single, you know, especially after my divorce. It was just, you know, I was just always betting on myself, and it was just me. So I wanted to move around because I wanted to explore people, you know. And it's something that I've never told anybody. Not saying that I was trying to move around to go and find a mate, But you want to go to different places and meet different people, because when I experienced being exposed to different people from different places, I just realized, man, it's just so much more than people in Gulfport. You know what I'm saying? It's so much more than the personalities and the culture that I've seen people come from. So when I moved away for the first time, it was just such an experience, and I wanted to be able to meet people and connect with people and maybe hopefully find in the midst of that someone that I could spend the rest of my life with. So I wanted to do that. And now that I'm in that place where I've met someone and I'm with someone that I want to, you know, spend the rest of my life with, hopefully someday, you know, we make that commitment. Now that I'm in that place, you know, now I want to move because I want to experience that with the person that I'm in love with. So it's like dreams change, and they change because sometimes things come before you expect them to. And you have to live your life. You have to make your plans. You have to check things off and then make some more plans and things like that. And I am preparing myself. We are preparing ourselves. We are preparing ourselves for what's to come in the future. We both have dreams. We both have things that we want to do. And what I do not like in a relationship is putting limits on relationships. You know what I'm saying? To me, you're not fully living it. I mean, you have to have your common sense when it comes to relationships and your limits. Like, you know, this is what I like to use an example. I like to be individuals in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Especially coming into a relationship, you want to be individuals. I'm not coming in to ride your coattail on your dollar or your money. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to let you fully, you know, just take care of me and stuff like that. I like to build things together. So I don't ever want to worry about ever losing myself or losing everything I have that I came in with or anything like that. I want that to be the least of my worries. And by that being the least of my worries is me taking care of myself. I don't care about furniture. I don't care about anything like that. Whenever I had gotten my divorce or whenever I had separated, I came out with almost nothing. And I did that because I didn't even have a job. You see what I'm saying? So you have to learn from the things that you went through in the past. And what I had learned was, you know, don't just go out taking a risk riding on someone's coattail. I have a job. So even if my relationship ended today, I could still support myself and take care of myself. I could buy everything all over again if I wanted to, though I'm not looking to do that. But we prepare ourselves so much for a breakup that we don't prepare ourselves to be in a relationship and just be in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? So we take it so for granted so much. Like, we run into our issues in our relationships and we don't even know how to handle it. We don't even know how to get through it. We don't even know how to work it out because we prepared ourselves so much for the breakup, but we know how to do that so well. And everybody's different. Everybody's different. I prepare myself in the way of, well, me and that person, we have our conversations about the reality of it could happen. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, we both know that we want each other. We both know that we love each other and we don't want to part. We don't want to break up. But in if it comes down to it, we both just know how things will go if it did. And that's a conversation that I didn't have in my past relationships. One of them, I really didn't have a choice. The other one, we didn't talk about that until the day we decided to get a divorce. You see what I'm saying? So we have conversations about, you know, we've had conversations about that. It's not a continuing, ongoing thing because we're not just preparing ourselves so much for a breakup. We mostly prepare ourselves for the relationship itself, of how we can communicate better, how we can move forward together, and mostly about what we can plan to do together in the future. You see what I'm saying? And you'll have people around you, family, friends, who want to prepare you for crazy things, as if you didn't go through the bullshit in the past to already prepare yourself for, you know what I'm saying, for something better. You know what I'm saying? People believe in you so much, but they don't understand the obstacles that you have. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy, but don't take life for granted. Don't take love for granted. Please don't take life and love for granted. You got to love like you've never loved before, because they say it's better to have loved than to have, it's better to have loved and lost than to not have loved at all. And I deeply believe that. I deeply believe that. There's loves in the past that I cherish. There's loves in the past that I remember and I think about. And then I smile and I say, you know, that was an experience. That was a heart changing, life altering moment, or, you know, a relationship that really gave me a lot of, you know, oh man, I don't know what to call it. A lot of nuggets, I guess. And what I do with that is I just remember, you know, where I've been emotionally and in love. And it's a place that I would like to, you know, visit again and on a deeper level, hence my relationship. You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense to you, don't take life for granted. Don't take love for granted. Stop taking losing people as a defeat. Sometimes it could be a blessing to you. Even if my relationship ended right now today, we have our ducks in order. I have my ducks in order. And I always tell people that everything happens for a reason. Sometimes it's just a seasonal thing to get you to where you need to be. You know what I'm saying? Instead of being so shocked. Now, it'll hurt. Yes, it will hurt. But that's just grievance when you lose somebody, whether they pass away or whether they just step out of your life. But you have to just pick up the pieces and you have to move forward. You know what I'm saying? So, but you guys, I have talked y'all ear off for 25 minutes, and normally I do my episodes 25 to 30 minutes. And, you know, my cousin had wrote me, and, I had mentioned him in the podcast on my last one, 2020 to 2021. And I said that he had his 30th birthday party in Gulfport when I had went home, and I was sad that I couldn't make it, but I want to go ahead and, shout him out. Mr. Rodney Wash, he has his podcast back up, Convo with Friends. I'm going to have his link in the bio or the description of this podcast segment. I'm going to put it in there. You guys go check him out. Convo with Friends is a podcast that he has with a group of great guys, and they talk about a lot of different things when it comes to business, when it comes to men, when it comes to love relationships, when it comes to being independent, when it comes to being an entrepreneur, all types of things, successful black men. And I encourage you guys to go and click and listen, share, subscribe, and repeat. He also has his business. I have to get the details on that, but he's on Facebook and he's doing a lot of great things. So go and follow him on Facebook, see what he's up to. And Rodney Wash will also be featuring again on the podcast soon. Rodney Wash, R-O-D-N-E-Y Wash, W-A-S-H. Follow him on Facebook. I Am Rodney Wash is his Instagram account. So go and follow him, see what he's up to, write him, listen to his podcast, and look and see what the things that he's doing online. He's always interviewing someone, or someone's interviewing him. He's always picking people's brains to get those good nuggets, not just talking about things with people who want to do something, but he's talking about things with people who've done a lot of great things. And also, did I tell you that he's an author? He is an author. You guys have to go check out his book. It's Rodney Wash, Media World Through My Eyes. And it's about branding your brand. It's about basically, he did a segment with me and he talked about the pet peeves, basically, of starting a brand and starting your business and what it should look like and what it should be presented as. And basically for you to do what you want to do with your business, but to be professional and to be taken serious in the media world or in the business world. So I encourage you guys to go and get his book, Media World Through My Eyes by Rodney Wash, branding your brand and basically being successful, being professional, being taken serious, and just looking the part, because you don't want to look, you know, it's millions and millions and millions, millions of businesses and brands out here. So when you have those all out there and you're the, you know what I'm saying, you're a part of that bunch that's just, you know, not taken serious, that's a problem. You want to make sure that you keep up. You want to make sure that you stand out and look professional. You want to just be a real business. So Mr. Rodney Wash, I gave you a shout out, sir. I do thank you for all that you do and your support as well. He also is one who gave me feedback and said that he loved my last segment. Go and check out my segment. I'm on iHeartRadio. I'm on Spotify. I'm on Google Podcasts. I'm on Breaker Radio, Radio Public. I am on about 8 or 9 different platforms. So if you guys want, you go to my Facebook page, Brittany Carter, B-R-I-T-N-E-Y-C-A-R-T-E-R. Facebook has my Twitter, my Instagram, and it also has my Snapchat, account so you can go and follow, and also links to the podcast if you guys want a different way to listen. You can also leave a voice message on my Anchor. You can leave a voice message to respond to anything that I have to say, anything that I had to say, anything you got a problem with, or whatever the case. Just, you know, leave a voicemail. Tell me what you feel. If you have any questions, if you even want to be a special guest and you want to feature on my podcast, I am always open to that. And I'm always open to fresh ideas. I am still working on some things, especially coming up for my season 2 of Beyond Talk podcast. I am so excited. So I'm also trying to get in the habit of supporting other podcasts, because I do have some other podcasts that support me, and I appreciate it more than anything. I'm all about sharing. I'm all about caring. I'm all about supporting. And I do appreciate you guys' support. So I will be doing that. I will be doing that here soon. And shout out some podcasts as well as Black-owned businesses. Don't forget to support your Black-owned banks. And I hope that you guys have a wonderful rest of your week. And I'm going to say, like I'm going to say, you know, I was having my little closing thing. And I said, I used to say, don't forget to register to vote. And I said going forward that I'm going to say, don't forget to love yourself and don't forget to love someone else. You guys have a great week. Goodbye. I admit that you almost had me. I admit I was almost crazy. Had me thinking about calling that bitch that night and let her know where she could come and meet me. But it's cool, I'ma be a lady. She thinks she cute, but she don't face me. And if you knew about all of this good luck, you'll be missing out on your one-night.